Afternoon's Bulletin. Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana pushes for peaceful December general elections to aid businesses recover. Also in this bulletin, Securities and Exchange Commission to develop a new law to help improve the capital market and aid national development. And still in this bulletin, Upper East Region records highest inflation level for the month of November. We're doing this and some other stories in the next 10 minutes. I'll be right. This report is brought to you by Ecobank, Better Way, Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Ishan. Let's settle for the details now. First off, President of the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana, Dr. Daniel Kasati, is urging Ghanaians to honor the peace pact signed by the political parties. This, he believes, should be done by ensuring that there is peace during the elections day and even after. Dr. Kasati argued that this is key to aid the recovery of businesses in the country. He was speaking at the 33rd Presidential Board.
I urge every Ghanaian to honor the peace pact signed by our 12 presidential candidates a few days ago and to commit to upholding the peace, unity, and democratic maturity that make our nation a shining example on the continent of Africa. If not for anything at all, we should always remember that going to the polls to elect our leaders is something we have proudly done 8 times in a row in a little over 3 decades. Let us therefore approach the elections with respect, tolerance, and civility, ensuring that Ghana remains a beacon of hope and stability.
Dr. Daniel Kasati is the president of the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana. Now, the Securities and Exchange Commission has revealed that it is in the process of developing new securities laws to help improve the capital market and aid current economic recovery. Deborah Mausi Ajimfra, Deputy Director General Legal, disclosed this in an address during the launch of the 20th anniversary of the Central Securities Depository.
The SEC is committed to promoting a regulatory environment that not only safeguards market integrity, but also encourages sustainable growth and innovation. To this end, we are in the process of developing a new securities law, and I'm happy to inform members here that the second draft of the bill has been submitted, and we are counting on your very conscientious review of the new draft. And we hope that the bill will become a bill that is fit for purpose for the direction of Ghana's capital market.
Deborah Mausi Ajimfra is the Deputy Director General in charge of legal affairs at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now to one of our headline stories. The Ghana Statistical Service has announced that the Upper East Region recorded the highest inflation of 44.9% for the month of November 2024. Government Statistician Professor Samuel Kobna-Nim, however, says the Eastern Region recorded the lowest inflation of 18.7%. This is the lowest compared to the national average recorded for last month. Professor Nim gives breakdown.
From a regional perspective, we identify the Upper East Region recording the highest rate of inflation of 44.9% and the Eastern Region recording the lowest rate of inflation of 18.7% for the month of November 2024. Disaggregating overall rate of inflation from a food and non-food perspective, Savannah Region recorded the highest food inflation of 46.0%, which was about 2.1 times the region that recorded the lowest rate of food inflation, which is Volta Region, with a rate of 21.2%. From a non-food perspective, the Upper East Region recorded the highest non-food inflation of 45.5%, with Bono East recording the lowest non-food inflation of 14.4% for the month of November 2024.
Professor Samuel Kobna-Nim as the government statistician. Now to some other stories. Hoteliers say they have been collaborating with government and other stakeholders to improve the business climate to attract more tourists. This is aimed at making the country gain more from its potentials as a tourism hub. General Manager for Kempinski Gold Coast Hotel, Hanno Barkov, disclosed this to Joy Business after celebrating the Christmas tree lighting ceremony of the hotel in Accra.
I think there's not really challenges. I mean, we just, as hoteliers, we always try to create new experiences, right? We make a hotel a destination. And I think this is what differentiates us. We're always looking forward for new opportunities, new celebrations, new partnerships, new relationships. No, honestly, I don't feel that we have any negative impact in our industry. I mean, we're working very closely with the authorities, we're working very closely with the ministries, and we support each other. Not only us, also our colleagues in the other hotels. I think Ghana, Accra, has fantastic opportunities. There's a lot of excitement coming up. There's so much demand for Ghana, and we work hand in hand.
Hannah Backoff is the general manager for Kempinski Gold Coast Hotel. Now, the Ghana Real Estate Developers Association is calling for a strong capital market to support the sector and drive economic growth. President of the association, Patrick Obubonfo, stressed the need to improving the diversity of investment products and the liquidity of the securities market. He was speaking at the 2024 Ghana Property Awards.
Nurturing a capital market that can effectively support Ghana's infrastructure growth is not mere an economic necessity. It is a strategic imperative for the country's sustainable development. By establishing a conducive regulatory environment for PPPs, developing targeted financial instruments, enhancing investor education, and leveraging technology as advancements, Ghana can unlock the potential of its capital market. This, in turn, will facilitate the mobilization of the necessary resources to support vital infrastructure development, ultimately fostering economic growth and improving the quality of life for Ghanaians.
Patrick Obubonfo is the president of the Ghana Real Estate Developers Association, and on Business Journal for Today, traders in Kumasi are leaving no stone unturned as they strategize to cash in on the Christmas festivities and December elections. Love FM's Emmanuel Bright Kweku gauged the mood in the Central Business District and the impact of the elections on trading.
It's almost sunset at the Central Business District of Kumasi, with traders readying themselves to end the day's trading activities. But an unusual sight in the market is a recent, unannounced and indiscriminate honking of vuvuzelas at the market. Its source: the PZ Lane and the Business District. Under these packs of umbrella shirts are young, vibrant men engaged in the sale and swapping of mobile phones. It all began with a toy gun craze. But the boys were cautioned against the security threats as at least 26 persons were rounded up by the police. They have, however, found a new fun activity to excite themselves and distress after the hard day's work.
We like to enjoy ourselves. Sometimes the market is bad, so this is what we do to distress. This is also helping people realize the election is just a game. People think the boys here aren't serious, but after the day's work, this is what we do to entertain ourselves.
The new craze is a ripe market for its vendors, even ahead of their usual peak of sales during the Xmas season. This sells at 25 cedis, another going for 20 cedis. We also have 15, 10 and 5 cedis for the smaller ones. Joyce sells some of the now most sought after toys at the Odu market. She's making huge profits from what she says was initially a slow market. When you go to the PZ Lane, you'd realize a lot of vendors are switching to the toys. We've really bought a lot of these toys to sell. The market is also booming. Some street hawkers are diversifying their usual trade to include the toys to their items they sell. Children are compelling their parents to give them the toys even before their Christmas presents. Here, when a particular political party wins the elections, market is really good. But when it goes south, markets become dull. With an election fast approaching, the Yuletide is setting in early for some revelers in Kumasi.
Come to Kumasi, the Ashanti region is tight. We will celebrate the Christmas regardless of the outcome of the elections.
Can you return in an anchor? Oman Penny Bellwia, aye kwon esrem e fe ne ba wo mia no enti abene de ye sa police fo ne se o ma ye fan che ba wo mia
etu no so mi tse de abene so de
For Joy Business, my name is Emmanuel Brad Kweku.
Our business journal for today ends the Joy Business Report, which was brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Eshen. Now, before we go, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you would want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan African Bank. Game plan is next. Good afternoon.